Hello, hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here with you. We are live on this April 10th. So we are chugging along here in this 39-day window between Purim and Passover, just having the eclipse, the solar eclipse on Monday, the next one of its kind in the United States won't happen until 2044. So this has been very interesting so far. I'm going to open up in prayer in a moment as people are jumping on. Andrew Sorcini is here with us because the market is doing some very interesting things in this window. And we're going to talk about that when he comes on. So hello to everybody jumping on in the United States and around the world. Hello, hello. Welcome, welcome. Those in Pennsylvania and Kentucky. New Zealand. Oh, hello to those who are watching in New Zealand. We're so glad to have you. Also, I see Alabama. Let's see who else is jumping on. North Carolina and others. So thank you. Thank you. Hello to our moderators and our Ark of Grace team. Thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. So let's open up in prayer and then we will get started and we will bring Andrew in. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, we come before you, Lord. We praise you that you are almighty God. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise due your precious holy name. Father, we humble ourselves before you this day, asking you to forgive us of our sins, cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. Lord, we acknowledge you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He redeemed us. He set us free. He reconciled us back to our Father in heaven. He rose again in 3 days, as was prophesied. And after appearing over a 40-day period to many, he ascended back into heaven, took his rightful righteous place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that before you this day. Lord, we invite your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to come in, Father. You are welcome. Your presence is welcome. Fill us as we go forth with your wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth in Jesus' name. Father, order our steps. You say the steps of the righteous are indeed order of the Lord. Give us wisdom, Lord. Help us to be good stewards, Lord, with what you have given us, Father. Take all the glory for yourself. You are the potter. We are most certainly just the clay, and you're the author and finisher of our faith, Father God. Let your name be glorified above all in the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen and amen. 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 Okay. Now that we have that done, I wanted to say quickly before we bring Andrew on, tomorrow night, I believe we are going to be going live. There are some very interesting things that I have to talk with you about that the Lord has been revealing and showing me, and I've been kind of looking into. Our team just showed me something today also that connects, so we probably will be going live tomorrow as well. We will announce, so just look for that. Now, let's bring Andrew in.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to be back. Watching, we're having a lot of fun here right now because yes. We've seen gold reach new highs almost every single day. It's been amazing.
We actually have an article, Andrew, about this because this did happen recently. And so maybe we could put that article up. It is from Reuters. There's many agencies, though, reporting on this right now. Gold hits record high on buying momentum. And so basically, Andrew can kind of expound on this.
Absolutely. So the central banks are buying up every time gold dips. So when I talk about gold, I'm actually talking about gold and silver, because anything that's good for gold is great for silver. But it's mainly gold that's driving this market. And any time that it goes down, the central banks, the BRICS nations, they're buying up gold like crazy. China has been doing it for years. And at the end of last year, when we've done these interviews, I've made statements like, if I woke up tomorrow and saw that gold was $2,500 an ounce, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Well, we're almost at $2,400 gold. Actually, right now it's at $2,329. The all-time high is $2,365, which was just 24 hours ago. And it is going to go to 2,500 and probably higher. So we're seeing people scramble to take physical positions of gold and silver. But mostly what it is we've got the war in the Middle East. We've got the BRICS nations trying to topple the dollar as the world's reserve currency, and they're winning that battle. So the rest of the world is responding, and these physical gold and silver seem like they can't manipulate them anymore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so with this buying that's happening, this buying momentum that's happening right now with the banks, why do you think this is happening, or the central bank? Why do you think they're choosing now? Because this is an interesting window that they're buying in, and that gold hit this record high on, because we are in this 39-day window between Purim and Passover. We had a full solar eclipse on Monday. There have been many events that have been happening within this window, right? Including an earthquake in my part of the United States. And so I'm curious from your standpoint, why do you think now?
Because the whole world is operating on a fiat currency system, and that's where the dollars that we're walking around spending aren't backed by anything real. And it's been that way for about 50 years. And we've known that this isn't going to work long term, and that it's more like kicking the can down the road. And we've got like the debt here in US is the highest that it's ever been, and it's really never going to go away. So what they're trying to do, the BRICS nations are colluding to de-dollarize the entire globe. And in doing so, they will introduce a gold-backed central bank digital currency as the solution. Mm-hmm. You'll pay for everything with your phone. And I do believe that in the US here, that we will come up with something that's better, and it will also be a gold-backed digital currency. So by investing in gold and silver, you're in on the ground floor of something that's already going to happen anyway. And really, it's already started. It'll probably take a few years before cash is no longer circulating, but that day is very, very, very near. And people are preparing by investing in physical gold and silver.
Well, let me ask you this also. Is what do you think silver is going to do right now? So we see what's happening with gold. What do you think right now, what is going to happen with silver?
Well, it's I'll break it down for the people that are watching. Silver has always traded in a range from about $21 an ounce to about $26 an ounce. So it goes from 21 to 26, down to 21, up to 26. And that $26 marker has been really, really important. And we always said that if it would break 26, then it might shoot to 30.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So right now we're at $28 silver, and it's been holding at 28 most of the week. So
wow.
So now we have a real shot at 30, and $30 ounce per ounce silver, that's really what we have to break. In 2011, it took some time, but eventually it did break 30. After it broke 30, it shot straight to 49. That's $49 for 1 ounce of silver. And this was back in 2011. So it's like 13 years ago. A lot has changed in the world. And I think that the value of silver was worth it back then. And I think that we could see $60 or $70 an ounce silver relatively easily. It's just, if people do make investments in silver, just understand that it can take time. Figure it's a 2 to 5 year minimum hold. You don't want to take every dollar out of your checking account and convert it into silver and then call 2 months later and say, hey, silver is not at $70 an ounce. These things, it can happen quickly or it can take time. It's probably going to take a while, but it will happen. We just don't know when.
So with what we see happening with gold and silver is now at $28 an ounce, right? Yeah. Why is this a good time for people to buy? So why is this a good time for them to get in now? Because we are in an election year. We're in a very significant window. We got two windows we're entering. We're in this 39-day window between Purim and Passover. And then when Passover starts, there is a 50-day window to Shavuot for the Jews and Pentecost, right? for the Christians. And so we've got these two windows we're going through here. And in an election year, nonetheless, we see everything happening that's happening. So why is it a good idea for them to do this now?
It's we've got everything converging together that it's really uncertain how we're going to come out of all of this. We know that there's a pretty good chance that our current president is not going to be our president in November. We'll find out. I mean, we'll see what happens here. But even if Trump gets back in, we don't know how long he's going to be able to get us back on track. I mean, this is going to take some time. And all of the other things that you mentioned are in play too. You don't want to invest in gold and silver based necessarily on where it is now. You want to go into it based on where you think it's headed. So for me, I think $2,500 gold in the short term, I think it's going to hit that easy. Mm-hmm. I've seen reports where it could be $8,000 to $10,000 an ounce by 2030. I think that's a strong possibility. And really, silver should be around $100 minimum. It's everything else in the world has gone up in value more than gold and silver have. And I can just to name a few, real estate has. Mm-hmm. We've seen stocks go up quite a bit. We've seen Bitcoin and the other cryptocurrencies go up. Gold and silver have been manipulated by the big banks. And as we start to go cashless and start to go to like a central bank digital currency, that's going to make it so that there's not really a need for the physical brick and mortar banks. And I think that's going to be really strong for gold and silver. So now is a good time. And just one example, okay? Someone that we know that you and I are both friends with, Bo Polney, mm-hmm. he gets gold and silver from us often. He bought silver from us in November 2022 when it was $18.50 an ounce. And then he did this last Friday at $28 an ounce. And for most of us, there's that psychological thing where, or maybe it's ego, where why would I pay $28 for something that I could have got, you know, less than a year and a half ago for $18? But that's not the way to look at it. He's looking at it based on where he knows it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going much higher. And I just, I think it's a great idea. Do it while it's available.
Another question. How are the, I don't know if you know this or not, but how are the banks reacting to this? So how do you see the banks react when you see gold and silver start to climb like this? How do the banks react?
Well, I received a letter from Chase Bank and a letter from Wells Fargo Bank. Those are two banks where we have company bank accounts. And the Chase letter said that that we're having a lot of cash deposits into the company bank account that are purposely under $10,000. And that they're suggesting that this is to avoid reporting. Well, I don't make any cash deposits into that account. It's just clients, when they make a purchase, sometimes they'll take a bundle of cash to the bank and just deposit it right into the account. They've said, we do not allow any more cash deposits into that account like that. And I think that that's one way that they're sort of fighting back against a battle that they're losing, because they try to say that gold and silver is not an investment you should have. You should stick to the traditional investments like CDs and IRAs and different retirement accounts and annuities and so forth. And they're pushing you that direction because they can't sell you physical gold and silver. Chase told me, Wells Fargo sent me a letter that said that typically when you do transactions in cash above $10,000, that's when there's extra reporting to the IRS. And for the type of account that I have, they said any amount under $10,000, it will start to be reported. So if I deposit $1,000 in cash in there, it's going to generate that extra form. And they're just kind of tightening the noose. And I have so many more examples.
Now they're tightening the noose. So what they're saying is deposits under $10,000. There's too many of them.
Yeah. In cash. So they're like any cash coming in or going out, it's going to require an additional tax form. So luckily we really don't have that many cash deposits from clients or even us, personally, but it's just, they're really making it like harder to transact. Now, when I send wire transfers and I send one to a client that maybe sold us back some gold or silver, before they would ask like three questions. They're like, okay, how did you receive this wire transfer information? Was it in person or by email? Do you know this person? Have you done business with them before? Mm-hmm. And you do realize that once we hit send on this wire, that it cannot be reversed in any way. Those were the typical questions. And now they still have those three, but they have additional questions. Like when you were contacted by the firm that you're wiring the funds to, who contacted who first? Did you contact them first or did they contact you first? Or does this transaction have to do with cryptocurrency? Like the list is so long. And this is designed to scare you. They don't know which one of those questions is going to scare you, but they want you to say, you know what, forget it. I don't want to do this. Just don't put the wire transfer through. And this is how they're trying to keep the funds in the banking system, because it hurts the banks for it all to come out.
Well, it does. And, you know, I've heard of stories in the past year where they have made it very difficult banks for people to take their own money out.
Oh, yeah.
In large quantities.
Yep, it's true. It's they'll put up a fight. I've seen it happen with our retirement accounts mm-hmm. over the years, and I would like to share with people that that you can roll over an existing retirement account into one that holds physical gold and silver. Mm-hmm. And the reason why I choose right now on this interview to talk about that is that what you just said about like IRA custodians, they've interfered with these transfers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So the way that it works, if somebody wants to have a precious metals IRA, let's say that you have an IRA with Fidelity and you want to have a gold and silver IRA through the company that we use. Okay, the way it would work is we get an account open and then our IRA custodian needs to initiate a transfer from your existing custodian mm-hmm. for the funds to come over to the new firm. Well, there's all sorts of games that companies like Fidelity and all the other big ones would play in delaying those funds or saying they lost paperwork and trying to talk the client out of doing it and trying to get you to not do what you've already told them that you want to do. Well, now we have this new onboarding system where mm-hmm. we're the only company in the whole country that does it. And it's in a pilot program. We've been doing it for almost a year, and we can have an account open with an account number on the same day. And then it's just a matter of getting it funded. So we're the only ones that do that. And we're not having any more interference with the IRA custodians, because it's an IRA custodian on the phone with another IRA custodian instead of just a person,
yeah.
like a client that's on the phone, and they don't know how to push back against some of the games that the custodians are doing. So it's a good time to reach out.
Okay. So what I want everybody to do is get your questions ready. Because Andrew always is very happy to answer your questions. And so basically we like to do that. We like to give our audience a chance to personally ask Andrew questions that he can answer. We talk about these things too, because as believers, we have to be aware of what's going on, right? And we have to be aware of how to steward what God has given us. And sometimes the Lord has us watch these because, well, he wants us to learn before he gives us what he's going to give us to steward. So these are all good reasons to watch and to learn and to just be aware of what is going on in the nation as far as markets, as far as gold and silver, as far as what's happening, because it can only help you gain wisdom, right, and knowledge, and then pray about it and have the Lord put that into use in your life. Let me see here. I'm looking right now at the questions. Let's see here. Brandon Bridge. Okay, I'm waiting for everybody to put their questions up here that I can ask Andrew. You know, some people are writing too about in the chat about cryptocurrency, how it's not tangible, so they don't like it. Like gold and silver is tangible. I have them right here so I can show you. And people sometimes like to have some tangible assets in their home. But yep, this is two here, right? We have the gold, right? That $20, right, Andrew?
Yeah, that's a $20 gold St. Gaudens coin. It's looks like mm-hmm. it's almost brand new.
Yep, we have this
gold in it.
Okay. And then this is, well, I'll have Andrew explain this here.
That's a 90% silver half dollar.
Okay.
And that's the number one seller of a non-reportable silver coin. Mm-hmm. And since you started showing that on these interviews, we've received an enormous response of people looking for those. That's what we believe we'll transact with if the power grid were to go down, or if we're if the dollar were to go belly up. You would actually be able to buy any goods or services based on the value of what one of those coins costs.
Okay. Renee Gregorick, who's one of our moderators, is asking, hi, Amanda and Andrew. Andrew, are you able to buy gold from us and pay us in silver?
Absolutely. And hi, Renee. We've done several transactions. I've actually helped her out personally. And what we would just call that is a swap. So we've had some people that say, hey, you know, I bought gold a long time ago. It's up quite a bit. From where gold and silver sit right now, I feel silver might have a better chance to grow in value percentage-wise. So could I use my gold to buy more silver? And yes, you may. It's just reach out to us through the online form and on bh-pm.com. Say Amanda sent you, or Ark of Grace, and we'll show you how to do it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Renee. That was a good question. That's one I haven't heard before. Let's see. I'm looking. Is there a longer delay than normal? KW923 sent, they sent you a request to transfer from their IRA.
It
on Thursday 4/4. So they're asking if there's a longer time than normal for that.
No, it's usually the same day. What is the name again?
It's screen name KW923. Maybe you could put your name in another KW923. Maybe you could put your name in another post so we could tell Andrew, and I'll be looking for it.
Or if this is actually something I haven't actually had to say for a while, but if there's anyone out there that that has filled out a web submission and you've not been called within 24 hours, mm-hmm. then fill out another web submission and just say, hey, this is my second request, and I just want my name moved up to the top, and we'll get you taken care of. Sometimes what happens is we've had people that there's even a friend of the tour that says, hey, one of my really good friends filled out the online form, and it's been a couple of days and no one's called her. But then it turned out that the representative did call her in less than 24 hours, but it went to voicemail. She didn't recognize the number. And then they sent a text saying, hey, it's Darren from Beverly Hills Precious Metals, but they didn't see the voicemail or the text. So, but sometimes you could slip through the cracks. So a second submission wouldn't hurt.
Okay, wonderful. Teresa is asking that she has silver quarters, but how much are they? How much are the silver quarters, Andrew?
Right now, the silver quarters are about $6 each. And again, the silver quarters, half dollars and dimes, those to me are the greatest silver that you could have right now.
Hold on, Andrew. I'm looking here. Okay. Let's see. And this is what we're talking about when she's talking about, when Teresa said it's these, right, Andrew?
Yep, that's a half dollar. They've got the quarters too. Oftentimes they look like the same quarters that you might get in your change, but the ones from 1964 and before contain silver in them. And it's one of the best items you can have.
Okay. Oh, this is wonderful. Barbie Collip. I just rolled over a traditional IRA to precious metals IRA with Andrew's company. They made it easy.
Yeah, thanks so much, Barbie. I appreciate it. And I have to tell you, like, I used to handle a lot of these myself back, you know, years ago. And what we would do is we would print out the application. You know, we type all your information in there, print it out, scan it, email it to you, and then have you fill it out, scan it, and email it back to us. And then we submit it to the IRA custodian. And that was just too many steps. It wasn't fluid enough. Now, as that person just said, we have an onboarding process where we actually set up a phone call with you and the IRA custodian that we use. And they already have some of your basic information prior to the call that we provide to them. And then they just, they fill out the application online with you. And it's done so smooth and easy. It's like everybody here loves it. And I don't hear the complaints that I used to years and years ago.
Cata June 1, Andrew, help us psychologically to buy if gold is at its peak. Naturally, we want good deals. So they're saying, help us understand this psychologically.
Oh, I love these. I love these questions because I find myself in the same boat.
We'll put Andrew's info up.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. It's so for me personally, I've been, you know, outside of the company, just on a personal level, I've been investing in gold for a long time. And a lot of the gold that I have is in the $1,300 per ounce to $2,000 per ounce price point. And I want to add more right now, and I will, but the level that it's at, you wonder, you know, like, is it too high? And it seems like it's too high because it's about, let's see, about 25% higher than it was the last time I made a purchase. But then I'm able to move forward with this thinking when I start to think, like, I don't think it's going to stop where it's at. I think it could hit $3,000 sometime in the next 12 months for 1 ounce. And if you knew without any certainty that it would do that, then you would be very, very comfortable buying at this level. And I still think that it is good. And I will proceed with more purchases on a personal level, because I do think that we could see $8,000 to $10,000 per ounce gold by the end of this decade, which, you know how time flies, 6 years can go just like that. And I do think we'll get there, especially with the central bank digital currency coming that's going to be backed by gold. So it just makes sense to me.
RD Pill 17, what type of silver can we buy, and is it easy to sell or buy?
Yeah, it's so the silver that Amanda just held up, the 90% silver half dollars. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always have those. Yeah. And so yesterday I saw that we shipped out so much of it, but we had some people that sold back to us. So so it's we constantly have turnover on that. We would never say no to a purchase of any type of gold or silver that you bought from us. Even we have people that have bought gold and silver from other companies out there that aren't current clients of ours, and we will buy that silver too. As long as it's a coin or a bar, we'll always buy back.
Okay, the person with the IRA, remember, is Kim Winters.
Oh, yes. Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you.
Okay. Okay, let's see what else here. It's quite funny, Andrew. We're having an invasion of ladybugs at our house right now. And I keep trying to catch them and throw them outside, and they're flying all around the office. So you guys might see one just zoom by. And we've been trying to catch them and put them out. Okay. Marianne Hefner, when gold and silver goes up, do you sell it for currency? Will it go down or stay up? Where do you go to cash it in? Oh, Andrew can answer all this.
Oh, yeah. You can sell that back to us. It's better to sell it to whoever you bought it from, because if you go into these places that say cash for gold, they'll try to take advantage of you.
Oh, yes.
Like, yeah. It's like, just for fun, I wanted to see what would happen. So I took some gold bars into a place and asked them how much that they would pay for the gold bars. They offered exactly $150 under the 1 ounce price of gold. Mm-hmm. And I only went in there so that I could have the example that I'm giving to the people now. It was only for that reason. But if you... we just bought back a bunch of old gold bars, not the best looking ones, and not ones that we sold to the client. And we bought them for the full spot price of gold. And we'll do that. So it's like, it's better to go through someone that you know of. For us, we've worked with Amanda here at Arc of Grace for like 3 years now. Mm-hmm. And we're vouched for by so many people that are Arc of Grace listeners. So we would be a good place to start. There's other good people out there, but you just kind of have to roll the dice if you try them.
Now, what we put your information up, Andrew, and what you could do is you can call, you could fill out the form on their website. You can say you saw him on Amanda Grace or Arc of Grace. And what's wonderful about Andrew is he, based on your needs, he matches you with one of the people who works for him. So basically, based on your needs is how he's going to match you. He's just not going to put you with just anybody. He's going to put you with somebody that is going to be a really good match for what you need.
Exactly. And one thing I love about the Arc of Grace listeners is that Amanda always puts up my email address, and none of the other partners that we work with do that. And I don't know why, and I don't know why I've not asked them to, but the people at Arc of Grace will write these nice emails stating specifically what they're looking to accomplish. And sometimes they don't know, but the way they say it really helps me get them to the right person. So I've had people on there say things like, I've got an annuity and the annuity is worth $50,000. And if I cash it out now, I'm wondering, will I take like a 5% hit on it? Mm-hmm. And if I did, would that be worth it in your opinion? And those are the type of things we want to know if we're up against, because I've got a retired financial advisor here that specialized in annuities, and I would definitely pair you up with that person. If you're only interested in learning more about precious metals IRAs or 401ks, then let us know, because I've got a team of four people here that are the absolute best. Like these people are the best. They can tell you quickly whether it can be done or what you would need to get it done. And the more specific you can be, the best that we can help you.
Exactly. Rhea McDowell, Andrew, what is your opinion on countries with massive gold/silver reserves going asset backed? Who will soon be reevaluating their currencies? And then she said, i.e. Iraq. Yeah, the Iraqi dinar.
Yeah, I know a lot of people out there have invested in the Iraqi dinar, hoping to really, it will moonshot and that they would make a lot of money on it. I don't think that's ever going to happen. I think that that all of us are going to have to go to a gold-backed central bank digital currency. We have to. These fiat currencies have been circulating for way too long, not just here, but in China, Russia, and all the other big nations out there. It's about time we go to something that's gold-backed. And mm-hmm. At that point, you're going to want to own what it's based on, which is gold. Yeah. I mean, I really think gold's going to skyrocket. And what's good for gold is great for silver.
Well, especially if more people, you know, in other nations as well, and I don't know how many nations have done this so far, but go to these gold-backed digital currencies, gold is going to become more valuable.
Yes.
In a way, that's exactly what's going to happen. Cindy Hardinghow, how much gold can I get for $5,000? Maybe we should tell her how much gold and how much silver she could get.
Yeah. So with the gold, the coin that Amanda held up there, you wouldn't even be able to get two of those for that. So what I would recommend is that we go with a smaller denomination. So there's these back in like the 30s and 40s in Europe, they had like a Swiss 20 franc or a French 20 franc.
Yeah.
Basically like a $20 bill. Uh-huh. And those have about a fifth of an ounce of gold in them. And if you fill out the online form, what we would do is we would tell you how many of those that you can get for the 5,000. Mm-hmm. And in a way, having the smaller denomination will be better for you, because let's say that gold goes to 10,000 an ounce and Amanda has that $20 gold piece there, will be worth a little bit more than 10,000 if the gold in it is worth 10,000 alone. Well, so let's say that you want to barter with your neighbor for something. You need to buy $100 worth of goods from your neighbor.
Yeah.
Well, you can't really get change from it, because that's a big hunk that's worth like $10,000. So having smaller denominations in gold could help you. But in my opinion, for Tammy K, I would, or not the previous person, what I would say is stay away from the gold and go with silver, because you can get a whole lot of silver for that. So $5,000 is going to get you, it's going to get you almost like $6,000 would get you about 1,000 of the quarters that someone asked about
earlier. Yes, yes.
Yeah. So maybe about $500 of those, 500 of those. So it'd be better to have the small denominations, and silver get you better bang for your buck.
And she's also asking, she said, Tammy K, I know there is a fee involved in moving an IRA to silver. How small of an IRA would you suggest makes sense to move?
Oh yeah. So sometimes people will fill out the web submission and they'd say, hey, I've got an IRA with $3,000 in it, and should I roll that over? Well, the fees are this. It costs $100 to maintain the storage account that you have at the storage facility that your gold and silver will be stored at. So it's $100 a year. Then it costs $125 per year to maintain the account with a $50 setup fee. Mm-hmm. So right at the onset, that's about $275 in fees when it's $3,000. So to me, it probably wouldn't be worth it. So I would put that threshold at, say, $10,000 minimum. Mm-hmm. There are people here that will do it if it's less. I mean, if you really want to, we'll do it. We have some people that have had multiple IRAs, maybe one for $150,000, one for $50,000, and one for like $5,000. we've done all three, but those are all going to incur. If one's a Roth and one's a traditional, you're going to have a fee for the Roth and a fee for the traditional. If yes. you have three traditional IRAs, you can lump them all together.
And we're going to go back to that in the second after this question, but KRJ 56, what about Kennedy half dollar pieces? Because this person has several.
Oh yeah. If you have them and they're dated 1964 and mm-hmm. before, then they're worth the same amount as the Ben Franklin half dollar that Amanda always holds up.
So, oh yes. Here.
Yeah. Yeah. If they're 1965 or after, then they're not 90% silver. From 1965 to 1969, they made 40% silver coins. Those are valuable too. But anything 1970 or after, you might as well just spend it at the market.
Okay. Ann Plagenborg, 5667. Can a 401k be rolled over?
Today we're getting the best questions. Yes. Most of the time a 401k can be rolled over. Let's say that you work at Target and Target offers you a 401k and yeah. you still work there. Chances are you might not be able to move that one over into a gold yeah. and silver IRA. You would just ask your human resources department and just find out if it's possible. But if you no longer work at the firm that the 401k was originated at, then absolutely 100% of the time you can roll it over.
Okay, Mopar is asking, Andrew, do you have a minimum purchase for silver?
Yes, the minimum is $2,000.
And why is that, Andrew?
Because we use a third-party shipper, which is usually one of our depositories. We have one in Texas and one in Delaware, mm-hmm. and they have a $2,000 minimum. And yeah. So for people that want to do like a $500 or $1,000 purchase, what we found worked successfully for them is that they find friends or family members that can go in with them. And we've had many of them come back and buy multiple times. So that would be a good way. Group it with other friends or family to meet the minimum.
That's a good idea. Kathleen Smith, McLernan. Hi, Andrew. Ordered my silver order with Chris and received it in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to meeting you in Detroit.
Oh, yes. I will be there. And definitely, I know you probably have my cell phone number. If not, it's in the when you made your purchase and you received the invoice, there's a little note in the invoice that has my cell phone number. Text me and I will come out and say hi. And I know that you've done a couple of purchases. So thank you for your support. We certainly
thank you. Yes, we appreciate it very much. Julie Abraham Newton, question. I have the big silvers for years. Are they worth anything now? Been saving since I was a little girl.
Oh, if they're the old silver dollars and if they're dated 1921 or older, those are great. They're worth $30, $40 each on the low end. And there could even be some rare dates in there. Those are one of the items that we actually sell a lot of here are the old Morgan silver dollars and Peace mm-hmm. silver dollars. They're really great. The Morgan dollars are dated from 1800s to early 1900s. It's an excellent investment.
Cheryl Bethany. Hi, Amanda and Andrew. Is it wise to cash in two of $5 gold and hold on to the rest? Do you believe it will go higher in 2024? Thank you. God bless.
I think it's going to keep going higher. It's I wouldn't sell any of my gold unless I had an emergency. And for mm-hmm. anyone out there, if you had an immediate need where you needed to pull funds from somewhere to meet that need, then you have to do what you have to do. But if you're better off financially and you're thinking, hey, I might want to sell my gold because it's up, and sell it for like greenback dollars.
Yeah.
I'd rather have my gold than the dollars.
Okay. Denise Gadboy Martin. Andrew, is there any way you can use multiple depositories, i.e. Strata in Texas? It would be nice to store our gold/silver at both sites, Delaware and Texas.
So for us, we always use Delaware and only Delaware for our new clients that set up precious metals IRAs. But if you have a precious metals IRA that you set up an account with another company, and if you set it up at a depository in Texas, for example,
yeah,
and you don't plan to drop that one, then let us know because we can ship the product directly there. It's just there's an advantage to you using our depository, and I'll tell you what that is. the bulk of our inventory here at Beverly Hills Precious Metals is stored at the Delaware Depository. Mm-hmm. So if you had silver, a whole lot of it in Texas at a depository there that you wanted to sell to us, we would have to offer you a little bit less than what we normally would to accommodate for the shipping costs from Texas to Delaware. But if you were at Delaware and you wanted to sell it back to us, we don't have to make any accommodation as far as shipping, because mm-hmm. it's just a paper transfer from your account at the same location to our account at the same location.
Okay.
So it's better for all.
Yes. Sharon Bledsoe Sellers. Hi there. So happy to see you. I need a financial advisor, but I'm long distance banking. Do you have any suggestions?
I can, if you send us a note on the website on bh-pm.com.
There it is. Yep.
And I see all of them. I'm the one that reads all of them and figure out where they need to go. And if you do that, I will get you to the right place.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Okay. Let's see here, because I've got people asking a lot of similar things here. Let me see. Let me go down here and ask. Maybe in the meantime, Andrew. Oh, wait. Hold on. I found something interesting. Karen Smith Smith is asking, what do we do if our annuity is locked in for 4 more years?
Okay. And that's a great question. Mm-hmm. For that one, you should go back to where you got the annuity at and find out how much the penalty is. If the penalty for getting out of it early is something that you're comfortable with, then talk with your family, pray about it if you need to, and then make the decision there. But definitely find out first. We had a situation where we had a client last year that had cashed one out, and I think the penalty was something like $21,000. It was a big annuity, and it was a big penalty. And she hadn't discussed with anybody what the penalty was. And we had to work really hard to reverse that and get it back to her. I mean, in good faith, we could never allow somebody to start this investment with us with taking that kind of a hit. But she never asked what it was. She just said, I don't care what the penalty is, just do this. And then she found out what it was, and she couldn't believe it. It was just she just had to reverse everything. And we don't want to have to put people in that position.
Jenny Witt is asking, can you buy with cash or debit?
We can't do the debit, but you can buy with cash. It would require you, once you reach out to us and if there's a purchase order, I mean, an invoice sent to you, you could take that and go deposit it into our bank account.
Okay. Jonathan, how soon do you think we are heading into a cashless society completely? And how much of collecting gold and silver will through these those times?
I think it's going to take about a decade. Mm-hmm. And I know that sounds like we've got a lot of free time. I mean, a lot of time to do this, but it's going to take some time. And here's where I get that from. So in 1933, that's when President Roosevelt, FDR, he actually outlawed having the coins like the one Amanda has there.
Yeah.
So he recalled all the gold. He said,
"Oh, this one."
Yeah. He said you can keep $100 face value of that gold. Anything above $100, you have to go to the bank and you have to exchange that for paper currency, and that took some time. And eventually gold was no longer circulating in as like as coinage, but up until that point it was. Mm-hmm. And for people like us, me and you, Amanda, our whole lives, we've paid for things with cash. We're used to pulling out the bills. I mean, it is somewhat convenient now if you can use like Apple Pay or Venmo or pay your bills online on your phone or your computer, but we are moving to where we will be cashless. Even a family member here, she wanted to go and buy a boba drink. And I said, fine, I'll pull over and you run inside. Will you take my credit card or do you want to take cash? She said, give me the card. Like she's 14 years old. And it's like, they don't want to use cash. They don't want to touch the dirty coins or the dirty cash. Just use your card. And I think we're going to be using our phones. So I think cash is almost done.
Okay, that's it. There's a question here that that is going to follow that up in a minute, but I want to ask this question first. They're asking if Canadians can purchase from you.
There's only one scenario where they can.
Okay.
We try not to get all too involved in the customs issues. So we don't physically ship to Canada, but a lot of the people in Canada do have addresses that they can receive shipments at here in the United States, or maybe even have family here in the US.
Yeah.
And so we can do that, or you can set up a storage account at Delaware Depository, and a Canadian can set up an account there, and you could have physical gold and silver in Delaware in the US.
Okay, Ray King. I am stocked up with silver from BH-PM, but I have a different question. What happens to our stash of cash if everything goes digital? Do you know if they trade it, or they ask you to bring it in, or what happens?
I think they are going to ask you to bring it in. Even weeks ago. Yeah, so 2 weeks ago, Australia had this something called Cash Day. People out there can Google it. So Australia is having the same thing where they're going cashless, and the people that don't want to go cashless, they said, okay, here's what we're going to do. For this whole day, everybody out there, go take your ATM card, go to the ATM, pull out cash, and spend that cash at different stores and circulate cash. Prove to the government that cash is something that we still need.
Okay.
And at first I was thinking, okay, that's really interesting. But then I was thinking, what if it's the government that set up that whole thing? And that's how they're drawing the cash back in. And there are people that are worried. I've got a guy in Tulsa, Oklahoma, that that has like $500,000 in $100 bills. And every time I go out there to see our friend, I always stop by and I come back with some of that cash, because he realizes that at some point that cash has to be recalled. It's going to have to be turned in exchange for digits on your phone. So I do believe it will be recalled.
Interesting. Marshall is asking, how would I convert my 401k? Oh, you'd start by calling Andrew.
Absolutely. go on bh-pm.com, say that Amanda sent you, fill out the entire form, and in the notes section, state exactly that. How can I roll over my 401k? I'll get you to our IRA department, and they'll ask you if you still work at the firm that it was originated at. If you do, you still might be able to roll it over. But if you no longer work there, then it's really simple, and they'll walk you through the process.
Okay. Zog is asking, is there a difference between silver coins and silver bars investment-wise?
There is. So silver bars are going to cost less ounce per ounce than the silver coins. So if the silver coins cost more, the benefit for the silver coins is that those are non-reportable and the bars are reportable. Mm-hmm. So if you walked into your local brick and mortar, cash for gold place, and wanted to sell the silver bars or gold, small gold bars or gold Krugerrands, they're going to ask you to fill out a tax form. They're going to ask for your social, and they'll send you a 1099 during the next tax period. If you have the coins like the half dollar that Amanda held up and you sell those are semi-collectible. It makes them non-reportable and there's no 1099 cent.
Okay. Yep. I have this one too. This is the gold, but this is a different story. Okay. Here is a question. Can a 401k be rolled over like an IRA for gold or silver?
Absolutely. And you should do it as soon as possible, because you're probably holding stocks, and
yes,
the stocks have done well for so long, but they're
starting. I don't trust the stock market right now, and be very honest with you. I don't. I think the stock market can get, a little wobbly on its legs in this time. And so, yes, it is good to diversify. I always equate it to a table, and you have legs on a table. So if you have four legs on a table, right, and one of those legs gets knocked out, you have three other legs to now help bear the weight of that table and keep it up. So this is why it is important to diversify right now and not put all your eggs in one basket, because you'll have a lot of cracked eggs and spilled yolks all over the place if that basket falls. Now, this is why it's important to have gold and silver, to have some of your 401k or your IRA, you know, backed by gold and silver, and to kind of diversify in that way, because it protects everything else you have.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. It's so not all of your investments are going to go up at the same time. You might have three that are up and one that's down, and maybe that one that's down is going to be your gold and silver. But when the other three are down, the one that's up is probably going to be the gold and silver.
Okay, last question we'll take from Mari A. How much are the silver dimes with the wreaths on it worth? Thank you.
Those, if they're 1964 and before, they're worth about 60 cents each. Yeah, 60 cents okay. each, which is good.
Okay, wonderful. And our info, we have put it up there for you. Andrew's email, the 1-866 number, and the website, bh-pm.com. Andrew, any last words before we close today?
Well, this has been a really fun interview. It's like, I always love the questions, but the questions today were especially good.
And yeah, they are. Yeah.
And it's really, I'm someone that believes what I'm talking about. The enthusiasm that I have right now is at the highest level I've seen since like 2011, because the very thing that we've been talking about here for so long is happening and unfolding right before our eyes. I mean, we're going to see $2,500 gold very soon. Mm-hmm. I know I'll be back on with you either next week or the week after.
Yeah.
It'll probably be over $2,400 at that time.
It might be, and
we don't know. Will silver be over 30? We'll see. But it's an exciting time, and they're moving in the right direction.
And in these two windows, I'm curious to see if it hits in these two windows I was been talking about, the 39-day window we're in between Purim and Passover, and the 50-day window from Passover to Shavuot or Pentecost. So I'm very curious to see if it hits. And the reason why we have you ask these questions to Andrew is so you get to hear from Andrew yourself, his response, and you get comfortable with Andrew, because nobody's trying to fearmonger you here. We want you to hear answers to your questions so you can make informed decisions about what you have to steward over. And this is why we do it this way. And Andrew actually loves doing it this way, because he tells me all the time when we talk how much he loves that our viewers get to ask their questions to him, and he gets to answer them.
Absolutely. It's I get these texts with the same questions every single day. So to be able to communicate those answers to so many people at the same time, it's an absolute best.
It does help. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for coming on.
Well, thanks for having me. And I can't wait to see where we're at next time we talk.
I'm looking very forward to that. I want to see. I'm very curious myself. So Andrew will be back on a week and a half or so. He'll be back, but we'll see where the market is at by then. We could have a lot to talk about.
Oh, yeah. And I'll see you then.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank
you. And you can reach Andrew by going to bh-pm.com. We also have his email across the screen, as well as the 1-866 number. So please reach out to Andrew. You can tell him either Ark of Grace or Amanda Grace. You saw him here. And he loves coming on and answering your questions. He really does, because he gets to connect with you. He gets to answer himself. And you get to get answers to your questions without any pressure whatsoever. And Andrew likes that very much, because him and his team care very much about their clients. And so we love it when he gets to come on and he gets to connect with our audience. And he tells me our audience asks some of the best questions that he gets. So kudos to you guys for the questions that you give, because you give some of the best questions that Andrew gets. So we appreciate everybody tuning in today across all platforms. Mark your calendars for tomorrow, because most likely we are going to be going live. There is some stuff to talk about that is happening, and dots to connect here that are going to add even more of a picture to what we have already seen happen in this 39-day window we have been in between Purim and Passover, and with the solar eclipse happening on Monday, as well as a few other planetary events that have happened and are going to still happen within this window. But there's also some other things we have to go over. So we will announce, but mark your calendars for tomorrow. We will be going live. And thank you, everybody, for joining us. Andrew's information is going to be in as well, the commercials that we will run when I'm done in just a few moments here. But I encourage all of you to armor up. Keep the faith, armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I say it every single day. I encourage you to say it. There is something to Psalm 91. And hopefully, I'm hoping to get into it within the next couple of weeks. But there's something to this specific psalm that connects to the New Testament in a way that is pretty fascinating. So I'm hoping to get into it over the next couple of weeks, but I encourage you, Psalm 91, Ephesians chapter 1 and 3, not only to read them, but there are scriptures from the Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. There are specific scriptures in those chapters that I say every single day, because the word is living and active and we have to activate it. I would also encourage you to go to the word, and look at how Jesus talks about the parable with the talents, the parable of how three different men were given three different talents, and the talent was a coin, I believe, back then. But I would go look that up and read that, because there's a lot of wisdom in that as well. We have to be good stewards over what God has given us. And sometimes the Lord allows us to learn, not gain knowledge and gain wisdom before he gives us more to steward over. So that's why I think it's important sometimes when people say, well, I'm watching this and I don't have anything to, but well, but you may, because the Lord may be wanting you to learn and gain wisdom and gain knowledge, because he's about to give you more to handle. And he wants you to understand in using wisdom what to do with it for his glory, including being a cheerful giver. So I just wanted to end with that thought today. We'll see you back on tomorrow. We love you. Have a wonderful rest of your evening. And we are looking forward to seeing you again. So look for the announcement, and we will be back on probably tomorrow about 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a wonderful rest of your day. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord, because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arcofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today, and Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets. They have slippers. They have bathrobes. They even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to big pharma based on quantum physics. Over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to big pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out. And wow, he's boom. And he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
So it's good.